Oh, here's the ticket. Safe and sound. I don't blame Fred for getting nervous after what happened.
Barney! What in the world are you doing up on that stool?
Stool? Stool? Oh, yeah. I saw a mouse. Hiya, Joe.
Hiya, Barney.
Hello, Mrs. Roxy. How's Junior?
Just fine, Mr. Rubble, just fine.
Cute little pup you got there.
My mother told me to take this one.
Looks like a winner, Flintstone.
Hey, Fred, what are you doing?
Oh, hiya, Barney. You're just in time.
In time for what, Fred?
In time to buy a sweepstake ticket from Charlie.
You're lucky. I only got one left.
I'll take it. Fred, will you lend me the price of a ticket? I'm kind of short this week.
Me too. I only had enough for my own ticket. Hey, Charlie, could you wait till next week for the money?
Sorry, man. No money, no ticket. I can't sell on credit.
Tough luck, Barney. You might have won a fortune.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty lucky that way. Hey, remember when I won that set of dishes at the club raffle?
Yeah. I remember you dropped them all as soon as you left the club.
Wow, wasn't that lucky? I could have dropped them after I got home.
Very funny.
Well, anyway, I hope you win, Fred. You deserve it. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I always said Fred is the salt of the earth. Generous, kind, unselfish, ready to give you the shirt off his back. Yep. It couldn't happen to a nicer, unselfish friend.
Can you beat that? What a sweet little guy. Ah, that Barney is a real pal.
You bet your life he's a real pal. And do you know what you are? You are a schnook.
A schnook?
Yes, a schnook. All right, so you didn't have the money, but you could have offered to split your ticket with him.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll split it with him.
What's the matter, you nuts? You want to give away half your winnings? Don't be a sucker.
Winnings? What are winnings without friends? Money can't buy happiness. A rich man is a sad man. Take my wealth. Just let me share a crust of bread with a true friend. And that's all I ask.
How sickening can you get?
Yeah, I'll show Barney that I can be a sweet guy, too.
Hey, Barney.
Well, hello, Fred. Hey, you gonna let me buy half the ticket, huh? Huh? You gonna let me, huh? How about it, huh?
Now, how did you know that?
Oh, I figured you would, being such a swell guy. Let me see your ticket, Fred.
Okay. You're in for half, Barney.
Hey, this ticket's got my lucky number.
Yeah, what is it?
27349081175339 290981 00
Series H. That is your lucky number?
Yeah, ain't it a coincidence?
Well, mercy me, I can't see how we could lose. Lucky number. Let me have that ticket.
Oh, no, Fred. I better hold it. It's my lucky number. You might jinx it.
I'll jinx you good if you don't let me have that ticket. Now, give me it.
Oh, but Fred, Wilma'll find it. You know what happened last year.
Yeah. She started charging things all over town.
Right. And you were 6 months trying to pay it off, remember? Besides, I have the perfect hiding place for it.
Yeah? Where?
Well, I can't tell you, Fred. You talk in your sleep. And Wilma would find out, and she'd tell Betty, and they'd both run down to the store yelling, "Charge!"
Okay, Barney, maybe you're right. You hide it.
Right, Fred. See you later. And good luck, partner. Loopy doopy doop boop boop.
You know, sometimes I wish I wasn't such a sweet guy.
What the heck? The pay is good.
Hiya, Wilma. I'm home.
What are you up to, Fred? You're keeping something from me. I know you, Fred Flintstone. You've got something secret going on. Now, what is it?
I walked to the corner, turned and walked back. What's so cloak and dagger about that? What kind of secret can I get from here to Schultz's delicatessen?
I don't know, Fred. But something's going on. Guilt is written all over your face.
Boy, how did they do it? They must have X-ray eyes. Read the guy's mind right through his skull. Guilt is written all over your face. Oh, what an imagination. I don't believe it.
I'll hide the ticket in the lining of this old suit, but he'll never find it. I haven't worn it for years. Hello, Betty.
What's going on, Barney? What are you up to?
Up to?
Uh-huh, you're acting funny.
Oh, I was straightening up my closet. What's funny about that?
Straightening up your closet? That's the funniest thing I heard today. You haven't straightened up that goat's nest since we moved here. Look at it. Old golf clubs, water skis, a cracked bowling ball, broken fishing pole, paint pails, and all those old clothes. You know, I have a good mind to throw it all out before the Board of Health quarantines us.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That's my closet, and that stuff might come in handy someday.
It sure will when we open a junkyard.
I don't get it. I go to this closet thousands of times, nobody. I hide something in it once, and whammo, there she is. When a guy puts a wedding ring on his wife's finger, it turns on a radar that reads a guy's mind. No wonder they never take their wedding rings off.
Yoo-hoo, Betty, are you home?
Hi, Wilma, I'm in the kitchen.
Where's Barney? I think he went over to your house to see Fred. Did you get the ticket?
Yep, here it is. And believe me, we were lucky. This is the last sweepstake ticket in town.
Yippee!
Let me have it, Wilma. I'll hide it before Barney and Fred get their little hot hands on it.
How about hiding it under the sofa?
No. Sometimes Barney takes a nap under there. I got a better place. I'll put it in this old coffee pot.
He doesn't even know there's a shelf up here, much less a coffee pot.
Now, remember, Wilma, not a word about this to the boys.
Don't worry. I know those two. If they knew we had a sweepstake ticket, first thing they'd do is rush out to the store and buy everything in sight. Silly things, like new bowling balls, sport cars, or something ridiculous.
Right. Nothing sensible like a new wardrobe for us.
Say, speaking about wardrobes, all the stores are having a big summer sale today on their new fall clothes.
And our ticket might win.
Uh-huh. I was thinking the same thing.
What are we waiting for?
Charge!
You expecting company, Betty?
Uh-uh. I'll go see who it is. Yes? What is it?
Pardon me, my little lady. My hobby is collecting handouts. Old clothes, bottles, money, small change. Anything you may wish to dispose of.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'll see.
Who is it, Betty?
Some poor old fellow down in his luck. I'll see what Barney's got in that closet of his. This ought to do. Barney hasn't worn this thing for years. He'll never miss it.
Thank you, lady. Your generosity is appreciated.
Okay, Betty, you did your good deed for the day. Now let's do something nice for ourselves.
I'm with you.
Charge it!
Boy, when our ticket wins, we'll do big things, Barney.
And how? We'll treat the bowling team to a free game.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have a pizza pie spread for the whole gang.
Hey, look, Fred. There's Wilma and Betty. I wonder where they're going.
Charge it!
Does that answer your question? Betty must have found our sweepstake ticket.
Impossible, Fred. That ticket is hidden where nobody can find it. Absolutely nobody.
What's the matter, Barney? Are you sick or something? You look green.
Excuse me, Fred. I'll be right back. I gotta check up on something. Oh, no.
Fred! After him, Fred! That old guy that just passed by, he has our sweepstakes ticket in the pocket.
Hey, you! Stop! Come back here!
Hey, that's my jacket!
You knucklehead! The ticket's hidden where no one will find it, huh?
Hold it, mister! Hold it!
Okay, Pop, off with the coat.
Stand back or I'll clobber you with this cane.
Hey, where'd you get that coat?
Make one false move and I'll beat a tattoo on your noggin.
Okay, you can keep the coat, Pop. All we want is the ticket.
Here's a one-way ticket to Lumpsville. Take that.
Ooh.
And that.
Ooh.
And what of that there.
Fred, while I take the coat off.
Two against one. I've seen enough. Let's go. It's only fair to warn you, I've studied judo.
Oh, relax, Pop. All we want is the ticket.
Yeah, you can have the coat.
Put that old man down.
Well, he hit us first.
It's not like it looks, officer.
It never is.
Hello? Oh, it's you, Fred. I've been looking all over for you. Where are you?
Yeah, she can clear up the whole thing.
Search me, Betty. All I know is that they're in on an 803, and that you can clear it up.
What's an 803?
Attacking an old man with his own cane.
Even Perry Masonry couldn't clear that up. And that's the way it happened, sir. Barney didn't know I'd given his coat to that nice old man.
Okay, lady, I'll let him go. But let this be a lesson to you. A man's closet should be sacred. What looks like junk to a wife may have great sentimental value to a husband. Last year, my wife threw out a pair of sneakers I had for 16 years. But for the children's sake, we're back together again.
Hey, Al, release the prisoners.
Men, they sure stick together.
Barney, I didn't get a chance to ask you on the way home, but did you get the ticket out of the coat before the cops took us in?
I sure did, partner.
Good, good. Bring it over to my house. I'll take care of it from now on.
That ain't necessary, Fred. I got it hidden where no one will find it.
Yeah, that's what you said before, only Betty almost gave it away.
Don't worry, partner. She won't find it this time. Trust me. Betty would never think of looking in that old cookie jar. It's too obvious. But I better check it to make sure. Oh, here's the ticket. Safe and sound. I don't blame Fred for getting nervous after what happened.
Barney! What in the world are you doing up on that stool?
Stool? Stool? Oh, yeah. I saw a mouse.
Oh, get down from there and stop your nonsense. Dinner's ready.
Okay, dear.
I wonder. Well, it's here all right. For a minute, I thought he found our ticket.
Hey, Flintstone. Wake up. Wake up. Hello, sucker. Sucker. You buy a sweepstake ticket and you haven't seen hide nor hair of it since. In my book, that makes you a sucker. Hasn't it dawned on you that your partner, Barney, might have some gimmick going where he'll cop all the dough?
Don't listen to him, Frederick. You know Barney is honest and trustworthy. You must have dignity.
Dignity, schmignity. That's out where money is concerned. And as far as you're concerned... Yikes! You're out, too. Now, listen, before that goody-goody guy comes back, you want to hold that ticket for a while, don't you? To sort of protect your interest?
You bet.
Well, Eddie and Barney are asleep, so sneak over there and get it.
Sneak over and get it.
I suppose they see me. How could I explain that? Easy. Just make believe you're walking in your sleep. Capiche?
Yeah,
I capiche. And I should be the one to hold it anyway. Now you're talking.
I hope she don't wake up.
Fred?
Quick, stupid, into your sleepwalking act. Yeah.
Oh, no. Not that sleepwalking act again. Every time he goes on a diet, he uses that routine to sneak a snack. Oh, well, why fight it? Good night, Fred.
Good night, Wilma.
It worked. Now hurry up, get the ladder out of the garage, and get going. Now, what's the matter?
I feel like a big fat crook, that's what.
So you're fat. Does that mean you're dishonest? After all, you're stealing what was yours in the first place.
Yeah, you're right.
So get going already.
I hate to do this, but it's for his own good.
Yikes! Can't you do anything wrong, right? What happened? Somebody pushed the ladder. Yeah, and I know who. Wait here.
Oh, me. Oh, my.
Scrap! Okay, the coast is clear.
No, Frederick, don't do it. If you set one foot in that house, you'll be sorry.
Don't listen to him. You know good guys never win. And if you know what's good for you, you'll blow.
Yeah, like he says, blow.
Attaboy, let your conscience be your guide. Your bad conscience, get it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They're still asleep. Now, where would a guy like Barney keep a sweepstakes ticket? Let's see. I'll look under his pillow first.
But I can't sleep.
Good night, Mommy.
Mommy, ain't that a kick in the head? Good night, son. But first tell Mommy where you hid the sweeps.
Good night, Mommy.
Okay, son. Here's a kiss for you. He must have meant that old coffee pot. I'll take a look in there first. Hot dog, I found it. You'll be safe with me, baby. Barney will thank me for it when we win.
Wilma! Oh, Wilma!
Hi, Betty. What's up?
They're going to announce the sweepstakes.
You're the lucky number. You're the lucky number. We cannot lose. We cannot lose. You're the lucky number, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's just get our ticket and I'll feel better. It's gone! Our ticket is gone!
Gone? Do you think it was Barney?
I don't have to think. I'm sure of it.
Look,
your share.
We'll get our share.
What nerve!
Hold it, girls. Here comes the announcement.
And here's the winning number on the sweepstakes, folks. It's numbered 2 7 3 4 9 0 8 1 1 7 5 3 3 2 9 0 9 8 1 0 0. Series X.
Series X? Oh, we didn't win.
Hey, Barney! Barney! Abba-dabba-doo! We hit it! We won! We got the winning ticket! You were right! You were right! It was your lucky number! Congratulate us, girls! Barney and I just won the sweepstakes!
But, Fred, where did you get the ticket?
Where did I get it? Well, just where you hid it, Barney boy. Right under the coffee pot on the shelf over the stove.
Coffee pot? Why, that's our ticket.
There were two tickets.
No offense, Barney, but I just wanted to make sure it was safe. Which reminds me, Wilma, my pal Barney and I are going to run the finances around.
Not the sweepstake winner, folks. Two local people living right here in Bedrock share the winning ticket.
That's us, Barney pal.
Congratulations to Mrs. Fred Flintstone and Mrs. Barney Rubble.
Mrs.? What's he talking about? There must be some mistake.
Yeah, Fred, and you made it. You took the wrong ticket.
Thanks for minding our ticket. We'll see you later, boys.
Yeah, much later.
Charge!
Fred?
Yeah, Barney?
Whatever made you do such a thing, Fred?
Oh, some guy gave me a bum steer. But I'll never listen to him again. Never. All right, pal. You again. Yeah, listen. Why don't you go downtown and get a new bowling ball before Wilma spends all that dough?
Barney, how about getting a new fishing pole before Betty runs out of loot?
Hey, Fred, I just thought of a good idea.
Say no more, Barney. I just got the same idea. Let's go. Charge!